Yeah, I was so disappointed in the fact that he had the ball. I thought we really had a chance for a big play on the screen, and you know, he kind of just fell off and just fell right into it. You know, so you know, I'm thinking about, you know, how could we have avoided that? I'm not sure. I think I would have thrown it every time. He just fell off and made the play. So, you know, whatever. You try to get him down. You know, you just feel so disappointed that you put your defense in that position and already thrown one interception on a poor throw by me. Our defense held him. And then the fact that we give him another turnover, you know, it was tough to ask the defense to hold him to a field goal or, you know, hold him to no score there. So I really wanted to overcome, you know, that play, even though it was a really good play by him. I'm not sure it could have been avoided. So I don't know. You know, don't give me a full tackle for that. Give me like a half. I mean, you know, I really barely grazed his leg, I think. Yeah, I thought Ronnie just had a good burst today. You know, my prayers are with Monte. He looked like he was in a lot of pain down there on the field, so I hope he's okay. But Ronnie had a burst, you know, just a couple of those runs. As you've seen before, when he has the ball in his hand, he can make that one cut and burst for that 12 or 15-yard gain. And so that's something that he does. Just a matter of Ronnie just being consistent and being consistent in practice. And then, you know, Juwan has been a hard-working rookie. I've known Juwan for a couple of years now, just from working out down there at Duke. And he's got a good look about him. You know, I don't think the game's too big for him. And it was good. I thought he made a good touchdown run. I thought he made a really good block on the touchdown to Julius. And they were kind of in a blitz, and we had a little audible there. And Juwan was, you know, wasn't wide-eyed or anything, and that was good to see from a rookie.
With all the records being set, you know that you're 479, your best, and
then to
do it against a defense like this?
Well, I didn't realize that. I mean, it was a game where they were kind of daring you to, you know, to keep running the ball because they put so many guys in there. They were playing a lot of press coverage. It wasn't a game where you were going to have a lot of, you know, easy runs because they were kind of piling the box. And they're confident in their corners, as they should be. And so we knew it was going to be a passing game. We knew there was going to be some incompletions. We knew there were going to be kind of some ugly series. But we thought if we just stayed aggressive that we would get our big plays. And that's what we did. The big play to Demarius down the sideline, that opened up some underneath crossing routes in the second half. And so it was kind of the type of game that we thought it was going to be. And just thought we did a good job of staying aggressive and making the plays when we had a chance to make them. Yeah, I thought that was important. That's something we've talked about, you know, in the first three games. We haven't, you know, finished late in the game. We were fortunate to win two of them but didn't win the last one. So I thought we definitely, you know, won the fourth quarter today and finished the game the way we wanted to. Now it's, you know, just you're always looking for that perfect four-quarter game, you know, trying to avoid those three and outs or the mistakes in the, you know, the second or third quarters. But it definitely was a good finish today. Right. Yeah. Yeah. No, I thought those guys were awesome today. Those guys have a lot of, you know, big play receivers, and they take a lot of shots down the field. And so I know our defensive line was excited because when a team's taking shots, they're holding the ball for an extra second, and those DeMarcus and Vaughn were excited about their chances to get to the quarterback. And I thought the defense did a great job, you know, holding them to 0 points after the interception that I threw. And thought they just put a lot of pressure on their offense the entire game, and just really appreciate their efforts.
Got time for one more, Les Shapiro. You talked about being aggressive, and I'm sure you've heard a lot of people screaming, "You need to be more aggressive.
Right.
You need to throw the ball more."
Right. Well, you know, I still think you're fighting for that balance just to have the defense, you know, have a little pressure on them to honor the run or honor the pass. If you're just doing one thing the entire game, I still think that's a tough way to play football. It doesn't mean you can't win a game like that, but I think it's tough. It allows defensive linemen to pin their ears back. It allows, you know, defensive backs to take more chances. Hey, there's no way they're running the ball right here. I'm going to take a chance, and I'm going to squat on this pass play. So we're going to try to be balanced. At the same time, We're going to go with what's working on that particular game, and we're going to still keep working to improve, you know, the run game. But I thought Ronnie came in and gave us a burst, and there were good, there were better holes in there when Ronnie came in for whatever reason. And you know, I thought the run game improved throughout the game. He averaged something like 5 yards a carry. So we'll still continue to work it, you know, to be balanced, because it's still, it's an easier way to play football, and I think it puts more pressure on the defense.
Okay, thanks, Peyton.
Okay, thanks.